Hey, what's up, Taz? What's up, Taz?
I thought you was the IRS calling. I was like, hold up, man. I was like, sure. Make sure they ain't tapping with.
I've been sitting there beating myself up for an hour, man. Mentally. For sure. Okay. And I promise you, I'm gonna promote the shit out of him. Make the boss put this shit on the top and make it worth your while, Taz. For sure.
That's the guarantee, right there. You gotta put me
front page. I guarantee you that. I've got on my mama. Yeah. Right.
So, any time I slip in, man, that you fucked up the first one and everything, I slip that in.
Yes. No, I ain't gonna get fired. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
You done bought my phone number too, man, because for the real, I wanna do some fly shit because I wanna do this TV show, but y'all might have basically, I talk about it when we. I kind of said something about it, but let me explain it on this one.
Okay. Done deal.
Can you hear me? Because I'm on speakerphone right now, but nobody's in here but me and Classico. We're in the studio, so it's soundproofed.
No, I can hear you good.
Okay, let's do it again.
Okay, here we go. Dubs CNN checking in with West Coast hip hop legend Taz from the Alcoholics. What's good, my man? Definitely. Okay, my man. You know what I'm saying? For the, those that don't know, you know what I'm saying? Alcoholics been doing major damage for a long time in the hip hop game. What initially inspired you to get into rap, the rap music?
I don't even remember.
What is your opinion of the state of West Coast hip hop right now? Are there any artists that you listen to? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of people and everything. I'm in the music now, so, you know, the TV's on, so Spotify, but really music is, I have headphones, that, you know, it inspires me when I see up and coming artists that are on their way, like the Classicals, like the Stylistic Joneses, like the Liquid Crew, the whole Liquid Crew, everybody and everything that just, they really want it, man. I just think that, you know, when you're hungry and everything, you're going to eat. So I think that, you know, it's everything costs 360 degrees. I know that it seems like the music is about, like, basically what you see on TV and what your kids are listening to.
Right.
My age and everything. Kids listen to things, and if you're a kid yourself, or you barely, you ain't even 21 yet, and this and that, you kind of take it in as, you know, whatever you see is what's good and what's, you know, this and that and everything. I think that the Liquid Click right now and everything, we got TV shows.
Right.
Shout out to Homie Court. We got tours coming out. We got albums coming out, like, you know, Watch Your Mouth and Publicity Stunt and this and that. And,
right.
You know, there's so many dope entities to it. I think that, realistically, man, I think that what I listen to the most is old school soul, the Al Greens, the, you know, like Barry White.
Yeah.
When I'm in that mood, this and that. I listen to rock and roll. I listen to Guns N' Roses. I was just getting amped up when I'm taking a shower and everything. I'll be dancing. I'll smoke the balls and everything. And, you know, I could smoke the moon swings and everything. So,
gotcha. Got you. Speaking on that 2015, let's tell the fans about these new projects we had talked about before. We had talked about, you know, your tour and as well as these two new projects that's coming up.
Let me slip that in real quick.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention your name to get you from the media and everything. But everybody out there and everything, we just did this interview maybe 45 an hour ago and everything. It was an hour and a half long interview.
Yeah. Got
so much love, man. So much love.
So, if I'm not correct, like you just told the fans, we talked before, March 3rd, we can look out for the new album, Publicity Stunt, correct? And that's gonna be a compilation of songs with you with different features on it, including Busta Rhymes, Pharrell, correct? Oh, my bad.
Got it. It's a collaboration album and everything where for the last, like, you know, 15 years, I just did so many songs with people. I did 100, and I think it was 108 or something like that songs with people. I had to narrow it down to, like 45, to narrow that down to, like, 40 songs. I'm gonna put a couple new songs on there, too.
Okay.
And everything. Watch the Clap Your Hands one. I got this Clap Your Hands one. That's gonna be my... I'm going to shoot a video for it next week.
Dope.
But there's so many songs I did with different people over the year. Every song on the album as a feature, or I'm featuring on their stuff and everything by people you know.
Right.
Wells, to the Most Deaths, to the Exhibits, to the Badasses, to the Busta Rhymes, to the CeeLo Greens, to the Will I Am's, to the, you know, the this and that. But some people, that's what I was telling you on the other interview and everything, that a lot of people get it fucked up because a lot of people on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Here is the collaboration that I did with Busta. We did the song Bully Foot. We did that in Long Beach. I mean, we did it in, we did that one in New York. I take that back. But the people on the East Coast, they want to hear the West Coast sound, so they love all the songs I did that sound like some West Coast vibe music.
Right.
But then all the people on the West Coast want to hear the songs I did with ODB.
Yeah. Yep.
What it's called to be a beautiful thing, man. It's just music is everywhere, man. And, you know.
Right.
I'm not humble by no means, shape, or form. I'm minimizing myself or anybody around me and everything.
Right. Dope. Speaking on the lyrics, I had mentioned before about your style with the punchlines and the craftiness. Like, I'd asked you, like, where, you know, what's the I don't know. I think I used the word inspiration, but like, you know, basically, like, what's that? Where'd that come from?
I told you on the last interview. You don't know what I said.
That's right. That was the secret, nigga. The Raisin Bran cereal, my dad.
Raisin Bran, man. You wake up, you eat a bowl of Raisin Bran in the morning and everything, and then just all kinds of ideas start
coming. I'm eating a raisin. Definitely. Okay, for sure, my man. What's next one? What's about the situation with the alcoholics? Can we expect the We talked about this. You know what I'm saying? We talked about the new Alcoholics album coming out at the end of the year. Can you speak on that a little bit? Right.
And I don't want nobody to think the wrong idea, like Taz ain't on there, Taz ain't with the licks and everything. The government, they wouldn't let me go to Australia, New Zealand. They wouldn't let me do anything.
Right.
The United States. I'm good in the United States, but the only thing is that, you know, basically, Gabriel does this thing. Oh, by the way, man, please, just erase everything I said. Just please, pump, man, we have this thing called liquid juice.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh,
tell me about yes. Yes, the liquid juice.
You know about it. Yeah, liquid juice is basically a THC, you know, basically, you know, people have vaporizer pens and everything. They call them pens or, you know.
Vapes.
Vaporizer pipes, vapes, different terminologies and everything. But we have our own oils now that basically the owners of the company are me, King T, E. Swift, and J-Ron and everything that's liquid. Mm-hmm. So J-Lo went and found a chemist overseas that, you know, just developed this, these oils and everything that are totally illegal. I mean, as far as like, you know, just it's incredible and everything. I can't believe that it's blowing up this quick and everything. But it's called liquid juice.
Liquid juice. Three different brands too for the each of you, right? Yours is Old Gold, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I got the Old Gold. KT has his own. I'm gonna let him tell the world what his thing.
Okay.
J-Lo, like I said, I have no clue where he came with this one. He said he's going for the ladies and everything.
Yeah.
But if anybody want to check it out, if anybody out there listening want to check it out or come to my crib and we have a pool party and y'all sample it and everything,
go
www.liquidjuice.com. I'm going to spell it for y'all. www.liquidjuice.com.
God, y'all got that, liquidjuice.com. Go get that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the whole thing is like this. Like, we're in the same thing and everything. And check out Corrupt Moonrocks with Zodiac and everything.
Oh, yeah. Corrupt. Yeah, yeah.
Tell God, y'all said, what up? I seen you with Snoopy at the All-Star game and everything.
They okay.
Got with it, but that's the homeboys, man. Like, love or love, man.
Definitely. Definitely. Last interview, we had talked about some of your favorite collaborations. You had mentioned Pharrell and Busta in particular. You want to speak on that, my man, again?
I mean, shit, this is a 2.5-hour interview now, but yeah. I think my two favorite collabs and everything was, like, one was Pharrell.
Right.
I mean, I don't look at things like that and everything, but instead of doing it in LA and everything and just coming to the studio and laying the beat and this and that, he's like, he fuck with the Alcoholics, he fuck with Taz, he fuck with J-Bo, he fuck with Sweezy, he fuck with King T, he fuck with people and everything.
Right.
He flew out to Virginia to, you know, to basically do one song and everything. We thought we was in there for one night and this and that. He just showed us a bunch of love and everything and,
right.
You know, and while we was in the studio and everything, you know how people got people in the studio you don't know yet, that ain't on yet, and this and that and everything. But one of the people that showed us around Virginia and everything, I mean, I didn't want to leave and everything. I was like, man, I'm going
right.
to pull something.
Right.
We were straight busy and everything, but I was like, man, I'm going to pull something just so I can stay in Virginia a couple more days. But
yeah.
I was around to the store going to get cigarettes, and I mean, I ain't nothing to brag about, but. You know, just taking it to the spots in Virginia and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah. You admit.
Just the fun old days. The fun old days before the music took over and the money took over and every. That's what the person was that was running us around. Like, just every day, just like, oh, man, you want to go over here? You want to go to the hood? You want to go here? You want to go there? And I ain't seen that nigga since. That ain't true.
Oh, for real?
Nigga,
oh, push a T. Push a T. Yep. Yep. Dope. I had mentioned before with your transition to the West Coast, and you had mentioned that it wasn't a big deal, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's the same everywhere. And I just wanted to get that out there, but I wanted to bring the focus back to you. You also have a project dropping May 5th. Can you tell the fans about that? Yeah.
Look, man, I've been doing this interview for like this is a second interview, man. Look, nigga, watch your mouth, I'm like, man. are we on the air?
Yeah, we here, man. Yeah. Yo.
Man, watch your mouth, I'm like,
I will, man.
You already got, look, nigga, the new album is called Watch Your Mouth coming out. Cinco de Mayo. Coming down May 5th and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the funnest album that the West Coast heard in a long time, other than We Ain't Chasing
Right, right. Right, May 5th, that's what, go get that, y'all go get that, you know what I'm saying? And you had mentioned some of the people on there, some of the up-and-comers that's going to be on there?
Yeah, my man, Classico on there, I got, Mitchie Slick from San Diego, Mitchie Slick just did.
Dope.
Yeah, Mitchie Slick, they're like blocks from me right now, and
everything.
It's my
fight. Dope.
Yeah,
you had mentioned Exhibit too, a hard working man in show business too.
Oh man, Exhibit and Mickey, the hardest two working men in show business. I'm telling you, they go at it, man. They go hard, man.
Yeah,
they go get it.
Definitely, so May March 3rd, go get the publicity stunt, and then May 5th, the new solo album. What's the name of it again, Taj?
Watch your mouth, man.
Oh no, this is, everything's recorded. We good. I'm watching my mouth too. Y'all go get that.
Hey, man, I'm gonna bring the different angle of fun to the West Coast and everything. It's not gonna be poppy, it's not gonna be
dope.
It's gonna be that ammo. We ain't out doing stupid shit that's gonna hit us up there in jails and everybody got their own story and everything. I'm just here to have fun, enjoy my life. Could either, try life with me or try life without me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Just tell everybody out there, man, try life with me, then try life without me. You know what I'm saying?
got you. Okay, Taj, these we never got to. Man, all right, what's your top five MCs of all time, my man?
Oh, wait.
Top five. This is fresh material. Top five.
top
28. Got you.
You caught me on the spot. I'm gonna say this, okay? Are you going from a time?
No. I don't. It doesn't matter the time. Does it?
To the 90s, to the 2000s. There ain't no top five MCs, man. I know everybody gonna be mad.
Right.
First of all, Biggie is the homeboy, man. I was there when he got killed.
Wow.
Man, I wasn't there, but I was at the party. I lived one block up in Hollywood. I stayed two blocks from the bad carpets and all that.
Wow.
I was walking to get some shoes to go to the party then, and it was with the Land Dupree, all this bullshit and everything.
Wow. Gotcha.
I think that top five would see that as far as what I listen to and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know why niggas like first of all, Stylistic Jones should be in the top five MCs that I listen to.
Mm.
Every time I hear him and everything.
Right.
Man, I was just with these dudes and everything. I don't know why Red Man and Method Man don't get
Ooh, yeah. I agree.
It's too many to really name. Like, I can go back in time and every time. I can think of 100 MCs I think are equal, but they didn't, you know, they weren't
commercially.
Yeah. It's a buzz. I think King T is one of my top five MCs.
Woo! Dope, yeah.
And I will put this out on public record and everything. Biggie, before he passed away a long time ago and everything, rest in peace, brother.
Yeah.
And everything. Biggie did tell me, J-Ro, and E Swift, I'm all this and everything, that he was heavily influenced by King T's flow.
Dope.
Got his flow and everything.
Dope.
I believe it, because the skills, y'all got the talent and the music, you know what I'm saying, is speak for itself, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I mean, just not the hip-hop, man. It's a global thing, man. It's we go to South America, we go to Africa, we go to Europe, we go to Asia, man. It's Canada, we go to United States, all 50 states, 51 if you include Hawaii, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah, the beat nuts.
You talk about traveling. Check them dudes' passports out.
Don't y'all got a new project with them, Tuff?
Yeah, we got a new project. It's called, we the alcohol licks. They call us the licks.
Right.
So when they came out with the beat nuts, they called them the nuts. So what are we going to call the album?
Lick nuts. Lick nuts. Lick nuts.
There we go.
Dope, Taz. I wanted to just bring up another point we talked about earlier. You had mentioned the Busta Rhymes incident. Did you want to say that again? Because that had me rolling earlier, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, Busta Rhymes is the only MC that's over there. Real quick.
Right. Yeah, you can cuss. Yeah, good, man. Go ahead.
Alright, fuck it, then. He's the only rapper in my whole career. I never got booed. I never got nothing from nobody. But I just tell you what, when we're doing the song Bully Foot, J-Mo had his line. I'm going to tell you what, DJ Scratch made the beat. Shout out to Scratch, EPMD.
Dope.
Scratch made the beat and everything. And we was recording the shit, and nigga, I'm so excited just to be around this shit. I got a little bit beside myself a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And so everybody did that. If you listen to it, if you listen to the song and everything,
yeah.
I came in the end. I was really about to go first.
Okay.
My bus wife, everybody did shit. We turned. And motherfucker, I did my rap.
And you said, yo, and you. Yeah.
I'm like, man, I know I was last night. Yeah. Everything is smooth there, man. I ain't tripping nothing. I want positive energy, positive people around me. Are you suck ass? Let me tell you, man.
Yeah.
I went through years and years and years of dealing with people that, and it has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with this. It has to do with life and with friendship and love and everything.
Right.
Right. I'm dealing with positive. Like my boy, check out for Classico, man. Check out for my boys, man. They younger than me and everything. They not turned up, nigga. They talk all the men. Check out for Kiss Them Tomorrow. Is Kiss Them Tomorrow. That's music spelled backwards. Kiss Them comes from music spelled backwards. They deep, man. And they
dope. Right.
So come on, man. What you see here, King, no shit, man. What you hear, there's all kinds of things I can go through, like hundreds and hundreds of just talented people that need to be heard.
That's right.
So I'm glad you're building this platform. And I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. I gotta take a piss like a motherfucker, so I'm about to get up.
Got it. That's what's up, Taz. I appreciate it. Delcine and appreciates it, man. You know what I'm saying? You a legend in this West Coast hip hop shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Not yet.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Not yet. You still got. I'm my bad.
You
are still fresh, nigga. I'm just saying. Nah, there's living legends. There's living legends. Definitely. Thank you, Tash.
All right, drink responsibly. Peace.
Peace.